You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, Governor Mike Huckabee will join us before we're done. Charmaine Yost of the Heritage Foundation will stop by on this Friday. And Layla Micklewaite has an update on that Pornhub situation that she has been fighting. It's an informative, but it's a serious and sober. Kevin McCullough Radio for Friday. Stay with us.
Bench thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hey, stop! Stop my now! Show me your head. Stop it. Stop it. Shot fired. Shot fired. Get an ambulance up here now.
That's the body cam audio of the shooting of Adam Toledo in Chicago yesterday or last night. Whenever the shooting took place, they released the body cam footage yesterday. And we have since seen a round of congressional representatives come out and make big statements about how the police violence is continuing and the tragedy of that. This coupled with the shooting earlier in the week of Dante Wright in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. This coupled with the mass shooting last night in Indianapolis. This coming on the heels of the shooting of a white high school kid yesterday that the police thought he had an actual firearm. It was an airsoft gun that was pointed at the police. You can not tell any difference between a real firearm and an airsoft gun if they're one of the major kinds. And we have a lot of obvious stories that are kind of connected: guns, violence, crime, police, that are all just, you know, closing out the week here in 2021. And I've been on this kind of nonstop all week because these shootings bother me. I'm the father of four children, one adopted grown son who has very, very black skin, my adopted Haitian, my first child, and he is a young man now. He's an adult, lives on his own, and I am concerned and worried about his welfare every day. But I know one thing is true about his life. I know that he and my biological white children have been given the same foundation. And that is, when you are given lawful instructions by lawful authority, it is the right thing to do to obey that lawful authority. You've got numbers of people dead this week that because they did not. The one white kid and the two African-American young men, all three of them would be alive today if they had obeyed a lawful instruction by a police officer to put their hands behind their back, to put a weapon down, to stop running, to not brandish a weapon at the officer. And don't listen to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez about the Wayne Toledo Chicago shooting this week. She's flat out lying. The officer that shot him, I just played you the audio. They were involved in a foot chase. These two fugitives were running. They had been involved in a shooting a few minutes earlier. A concerned African-American neighbor woman had called and said, "I hear shots fired," a whole bunch. The police respond. These two yahoos are creating trouble. They kind of go past one because the other one's running hard. That was the one with the gun. When the officer catches up to him, he starts to turn. He knows he has a gun. He tells him to put it down. The child continues to move towards him. Now, he's 13, but he's 6'3". Like, this kid's enormous. I don't know if he's 6'3". He doesn't look like a 13-year-old. He's a very large child. But my point in saying all of that is that you're dealing with a police force that's trying to keep peace. A citizen calls and says shots fired. There shouldn't be any shots fired in any neighborhood. The police respond. The fugitive begins to run. He's told, you hear him, slow down, stop running, put the gun down, turn around. And I only played you a little snippet, but the tape goes much longer. And when they come up to him after the shot has rung out, they see that he's obviously injured. They call for the ambulance. You hear him right there, shots fired, get an ambulance here. And then immediately they shine a flashlight not 3 feet from where the kid was, behind the fence that he's standing next. It's a big wooden fence. And he threw the gun, and that's where it is. And it's empty. The gun is it's got a kickback, so you can see when the chamber empties. He had emptied all those rounds somewhere. Threw it on the ground. Friends, I've got cousins, I've got friends on social media, I've got people probably that, you know, have listened to this show for a long time that may be in very stark disagreement with what I have had to say this week. But in any of these instances where the police officer has done what is wrong, I am all for the justice of punishing the police officer and doing what was wrong. If the officer in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, is convicted of second-degree manslaughter, as she was charged, and they have opened an indictment and investigation into that shooting, by the way, I think that's justice. The child shouldn't have to die for resisting arrest. I think that only heinous crimes should inflict the death penalty. The taking of someone's innocent life, the brutalization and torture of people, the dismembering of people. I think that we save the death penalty for the very worst in society, and we do that for the biblical reasons that it's given. So that we don't look as though we're adhering to and approving of such behavior. But here's the other part of this. And the media is not telling you this. The media is in full-fledged denial that there is any responsibility on the other side of this. Dante Wright did 15 things that contributed to his death. The police officer did one. If she did anything wrong, she should be punished for it. But he did 15 things wrong that brought him to the point where he was face-to-face resisting arrest with an African-American police officer. This wasn't a racial thing. The African-American police officer was having a hard time getting cuffs on him. Evidently, he was a new guy on the force. God forbid she pulls the wrong weapon, and instead of tasering, which she thought she was doing, she's yelling it loud. And if they can prove that she didn't think she was doing and she executed him, then she should be held responsible for that. But why was that child ever in that situation? Why was that young man, late teen, early adult man, why was he in that situation? He had driven a car with expired tags. That's what he got pulled over for. They ran his name and his plates. He had warrants out for his arrest. He had assaulted a woman with a gun. He's a dangerous person. The police have an obligation to see to it that he is dealt with for the actions of what he has done in the past, as they will be for Wayne Toledo in Chicago last night. These shootings are taking lives at a tragic for tragic reasons. These kids shouldn't be dying at this age. They should be living to old age. They should be fulfilling God's purpose that he created them for. And this is what I tell my kids. When you disobey lawful authority, whether you deserve what comes your way or not, you are voluntarily putting yourself in a position where something bad can and has an X greater potential, you know, multiple potential of actually happening. I'm sad. I'm burdened. I don't want this stuff to continue to happen. But the answer is not to do what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley are all saying we should do. Do away with police departments? Literally, that's what they've asked for, to disband all police across the country. That's not going to happen, and it's not going to work. Many African-American community leaders that I know in some of the toughest neighborhoods, not just here in the New York area, but in Chicago and L.A., Philly and D.C., that's the last thing they want. They want more uniformed policemen in their streets, in their neighborhoods, familiar with the kids that are there. There's a biblical principle at work here, and that when we despise lawful authority and lawful correction, bad things come about. In these cases, it's been the taking of young people's lives. If that doesn't grieve us, if that doesn't burden us, then there's something wrong with us. Where are the dads to help these boys understand what it is to obey lawful authority and to grow and to emulate lawful authority when they become men themselves? We've got a big problem in that arena. I'm Kevin McCullough. Lots in front of us. Stay with us.
The Ask Sister Jean live gospel broadcast is praying for you. Sister Jean invites you to call in your prayers every Sunday from 5 until 6 p.m. at 718-653-7970. Keep prayer on the air with your donations to Sister Jean at 718-653-7970. Is there something you need prayer for? The Bible quotes in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." If you have a prayer request, call Sister Jean at 718-653-7970, and Sister Jean will pray for you, your families, your job, your struggles and troubles. Sister Jean's live pray call-in broadcast is Sundays from 5 until 6 p.m. Ask Sister Jean wants to pray for you. To keep prayer on the air live with Sister Jean, please send your donations by calling 718-653-7970 and tune in at 5 p.m. this Sunday for the Ask Sister Jean live call-in your prayers gospel broadcast on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly healthcare bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services, you get a huge network of doctors, you get great customer support, and you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
And on Fridays, we like to check in with our very good friend, Vice President of Family and Freedom Issues as they are related to the Heritage Foundation. Dr. Charmaine Yost rejoins us. Yet to come on today's show, Layla Micklewaite, big win in the anti-Pornhub, anti-human trafficking world. MasterCard has stepped up and is really going to make big news. We're going to break that with Layla coming up. And then, of course, Governor Huckabee will be here before we're done. Your normal Friday feature there. But we always also check in with Charmaine Yost, who I, full disclosure, used to be my boss. So I got to be, you know, on my best behavior here. Charmaine, I have rattled until people are sick to death of it prattled on this week about my concern and my heartbreak in the taking of these young men's lives that are needless. These deaths are needless. They don't have to happen. But I am very, very discouraged about the wokeism on social media, some by my fellow believers, some by family members of mine, that are treating each of these individual incidents as though there's some systemic mass problem with our police, as though these people are being gunned down in cold blood. And I don't know. I know Heritage has a very strong Second Amendment position on what we need to do. The AOC and Rashida Tlaib have come out and said, well, let's just do away with all police departments. I don't know that that helps black families on the south side of Chicago or in the five boroughs of New York City. That's their solution. My solution would be, can we do more to train these young people? But what should we be looking at, Charmaine Yost?
You know, Kevin, you and I have had conversations about this before. And one time you said to me something about, you know, is there no nuance? Can we not have conversations that go beyond bumper stickers? And, you know, it's like, I feel like we need to be in a position where our hearts can absolutely break when something like this happens without then instantly going to saying, well, the solution is to get rid of police departments, because that's absurd. There are different policy conversations that we can have that are not so absolutist and so extreme. Yes, you're absolutely right. Listen, I've got family members who are police officers, and so many of these people are just, this is a sacrificial profession, but that's not to say that there aren't some bad actors. It's not to say there aren't some people who need more training. And frankly, we need to be looking at what are some of the systemic issues. Maybe we could be looking at the police unions that have a track record of protecting some of these bad actors who we need to be weeding out of the profession. It's the it's good policemen themselves who are really frustrated
when some
of these things happen.
But to your point about nuance, Charmaine, on that very issue, on the police union issue itself, when George Floyd went down and that video came out, you've got over 800 different police organizations in the country that govern all the unions that police are belonging to. The vast majority, overwhelming majority of them, 98%+ of them, issued statements condemning the action, saying this was wrong, saying that officer should be held accountable. And yet what the media did was turn around and act as though all police were trying to protect Derek Chauvin in the George Floyd death. It was just blatantly not the case. And this is my frustration. If we can't even get an accurate telling of the story, then we're never going to solve the problem, because we're going to be still aiming at imaginary issues that don't really impact the future actions of what should be changed here.
Well, you know, you're exactly right. And it's particularly heartbreaking when we're operating in an environment where where we should all be heartbroken at any kind of loss of life, regardless of who it is. And when it is automatically turned into something else other than that, I just think sometimes there's, you know, we're trying to, kind of like how they're trying to use the pandemic to ram through this liberal wish list. I feel like we're seeing tragedies being used in the same way in these policing issues. We can have a common sense conversation about having better training for police officers. We should be having a conversation about bringing back community policing, where, you know, when your police officer knows the people in the community,
yes,
that they're charged with protecting, that you're going to have much fewer circumstances like this, where potentially there's a confusion about who's got a weapon in their hands, or what's going on, or who's running. Those are the kind of conversations we need to be having, and being enabled to, you know, you mentioned people in your churches who are, you know, the church should be engaged in this. I have a Black pastor who has put out on Instagram stories of how he, as a Black man, has interacted and had very scary situations in his life. We need to be listening to those kinds of stories and understanding and having a better grip on what those experiences are like, in a way that isn't excessively politicized. That's the big concern.
Well, and I think that I think we also need to be honest about what reforms have happened. You know, in essence, New York City police, who were on these issues 30 years ago and began reforms in the NYPD 30 years ago that some of those other cities are just now getting to. We took the blame in the George Floyd case from this standpoint, that when BLM wanted to go burn up a lot of property, it was Manhattan that they decided that they would attack. And we had nothing to do with it. And we have probably some of the most thorough training of any big city force on planet Earth. Yet you don't. And that's why you're exactly right. It's the Rahm Emanuel, never let the opportunity to exploit a crisis go to waste. It's that mentality that I think is going to get more kids killed eventually, because we do. Dr. Air Bernard, pastor of the largest church in the New York City area here, African-American, told me many, many months ago that one of the things he told his young, you know, his sons as they were growing up was, if the policeman pulls you over, keep your hands on the wheel, do as they say, etc. And, you know, we had and there's been a spate of shootings this week, but there was a white teenager that was pointing an airsoft gun at a police officer and died because he was doing that. So, I mean, this isn't a racial thing. This is an understanding of what just lawful authority and obedience to lawful authority is going to ream in someone's life. And I think that we've gotten to the point where, you know, Maxine Waters kind of belligerently barking at Jim Jordan in the House of Representatives yesterday was kind of an example of this. We used to have decorum and we kind of followed etiquette and rules, and there was kind of a sense of order. I think order is gone. And I think that even the debate about what constitutes lawful authority is now something that most people disagree on, as opposed to having very common understanding of what that would look like. And I think the end result of all of that, every man being their own master, is that sometimes kids are, you know, dying as a result. And that does. It breaks my heart, Charmaine. And I wish it wasn't that way. Anyway.
Well, when you talk about a common understanding, I wish we could start from the presupposition that we're all heartbroken that this kid lost his life. I wish we could just start there as a point of conversation.
Well, I don't know anybody that's kicking up their heels. Yeah. No,
there's just some real grief over it.
I agree. All right, Charmaine Yost, always appreciate you.
Good to be with you. Happy Friday.
Yeah. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Layla Micklewaite's with us. Don't go away.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This may, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. In May, New York State launched a $175 million workforce development initiative. Tell us about this program.
What we're going to be discussing with people all over the state is the ability for anyone involved in the whole idea of training workers for the jobs of today and for tomorrow. We now have money on the table to support that. A lot of people talk about workforce development and what it may mean, but we now have $175 million that the governor sought, the legislators all voted for. So what it's going to do is take us to the next level and allow New Yorkers to have the benefit of the most highly rated, state-of-the-art skills training programs. And at the end of the day, it helps them get a better job. It helps our employers. It helps the economy.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller, Saturday afternoon at 2 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
If you'd like a smartphone that's really smart, download the OnePlace.com app, the app that will inspire your faith daily and provide answers to the biggest questions of all. OnePlace lets you download your favorite pastor's programs and listen, even offline or in airplane mode, with easy connections to your Bluetooth speaker or dashboard. To download your free OnePlace app, visit the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store for your Android device and search for OnePlace. That's OnePlace.
Tune in every Monday and Friday night at 8:45 for Christ, the Divine Truth with Dr. Sam Olagoon Samuel. Download the podcast at WMCA.com. Christ, the Divine Truth, Monday and Friday night at 8:45 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Sponsored by Jamaica Physical Therapy.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, I've delved into the gun violence stuff long enough on today's show. And it's been a whole week of it, so I'm really actually looking for some good news, and I was able to find some. This week, I looked on Twitter just yesterday or the day before, and of course, Layla Micklewaite, the founder of traffic. Oh man, now I've forgotten the website. I've gone blank.
Trafficking Hub.
TraffickingHub.com. Rejoins us, and Layla has been fighting Pornhub. Strongly. The only person really that has been out there facing this giant of pornography and trying to do all that she can to get them to be held accountable for the violence that they are affecting against women. And Layla, it's good to have you back on the show. Sorry, I had the mental slip. I was thrilled to see in your Twitter feed this week that MasterCard, which is a pretty big corporate player, has made a pretty decisive move on what they're going to do as it relates to some of the issues that you cover. Give us a little bit of the background and the story and the update of what MasterCard decided to do.
Sure. Well, you know, after Pornhub began being exposed in hundreds of news articles back in early 2020, when the Trafficking Hub movement was launched, one of the things that we did as advocates is approach the credit card companies and tell them, you are profiting from the trafficking and the abuse of children and adults by allowing your card to be used to process payments for these sites, like Pornhub, for example, is what we're focused on, which is actually illegal according to our U.S. Trafficking Victims Protection Act. And, you know, we had several meetings, nothing really happened until Nick Kristof's piece in the New York Times, global exposure for them. He called them out and they stopped doing business with Pornhub, all the major credit cards. However, MasterCard just enacted a global policy that they will not allow their card to be used on any porn sites without verification of age to make sure they're not children in the videos, and documented verification of unambiguous consent for those who are in the videos. This is huge, and it'll affect every single porn site in the world, because Pornhub is not the only site operating with impunity, monetizing mass rape, sex trafficking, and child sexual abuse. As we know, New York Times just released a new investigation this morning on X Videos, its largest rival. And it's operating the same way. So this is big.
This is enormous. So you kind of slipped another headline in there that I had not been made aware of. So all of the major credit cards stopped doing business with Pornhub completely.
Yes.
All right.
MasterCard and Visa. American Express had not done business with them previously, but they've all cut off Pornhub and its parent company, MindGeek. But that's one company.
Yeah.
You know, this was an industry-wide problem because of the way that porn tube sites have taken over to dominate the industry. And there's a few porn titans, behemoth companies like WGCZ that owns X-Videos and MindGeek that owns Pornhub, that have been monetizing and making hundreds of millions of dollars a year on these sites that are infested with videos of child rape, abuse, trafficking, and all kinds of non-consensual content.
So the first step is that all of the credit cards pulled away from Pornhub, but now MasterCard has done this global thing where unless the website can verify that everyone featured there is of age and of consent, and I would imagine that the burden of proof is going to be pretty heavy to prove all that, they're not going to allow their money processing to go through any of those sites as well. Layla, what does that effectively do to the active porn community that is out there, you know, obviously trying to make money at exploitation of minors the way they are?
Well, what I've seen is some lawyers that represent the industry are responding to this. And what they're saying, this is going to affect 50% of all payment processed through these major porn sites. For MasterCard to enable this policy. So if they were not to obey this policy, for example, they would lose 50% of their processing, their ability to process. And so this is huge for compliance. Now, if they can't abide by being able to prove that these are not kids or rape victims in these videos, they don't need to be distributing these videos. They should not be distributing these videos. This is common sense. This is stuff that should have been done 10 years ago when everything changed and things started to be distributed like the YouTubes of porn, where people are going around with an iPhone filming a rape in the back of a car and then uploading it to Pornhub or X-Videos and it's being monetized.
What do we got to do in just the last minute here, Layla? What do we got to do to get Visa and American Express and Discover to do the same thing MasterCard has done?
We need to put the pressure on because, frankly, if they don't and they continue to profit from exploitation of minors and trafficking of minors, they're going to see some lawsuits because, according to our law, they can be sued for doing that. However, you know, they should be doing the right thing, like MasterCard, and enabling these global policies to stop the abuse by having verification and regulation in place. You know, this is a rogue industry that's been abusing women, children, and men for a decade, yeah. And it really has to end. So we need to put pressure on them.
All right. Layla, follow her on Twitter. You're going to be glad you do because she reports on all the news related to this. And TraffickingHub.com is their outlet where they are concentrating on bringing justice in this arena.
And actually, I want to put out there my new organization I recently founded in the wake of this mass traction that we've gotten with Trafficking Hub is called JusticeDefenseFund.org. And we are empowering survivors to sue these companies to obtain justice, to obtain reparations, and to rein these rogue companies and industries in. So go to JusticeDefenseFund.org.
All right. JusticeDefenseFund.org. Go there right now. Layla, appreciate all the hard work. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
It's Dr. Lederman about innovative cancer treatment options often hidden elsewhere. Dr. Lederman discusses all options, what every doctor should do. Patients are amazed at Dr. Lederman's first in America radio surgery, Hidden Options, non-invasive, outpatient, highly successful treatment where we attack the cancer. I'm Dr. Lederman for your loved one with cancer treatment options that may have been hidden from you when most needed. For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, for appointment and free cancer treatment booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Learn about hidden cancer treatment options. Hidden no more with Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. 212-CHOICES.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed help. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners with simple payroll for 1 to 100 employees. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
Well, you might not want to admit that, Dr. Fauci, because this is what the American people kind of have a beef with you about. I don't want to deal with it as a liberty thing. That was a pretty historic back and forth between those two. And it's not something that has been unique to just Jim Jordan with his interaction with Mr. Fauci. Obviously, Rand Paul has had some rather robust rounds with him in the last couple of years as well. Joining us to discuss all of this is the host of Huckabee Today on TBN, Saturday nights at 8 and 11 and replaying Sunday nights at those same times. You don't want to miss it. And he's got an enormous guest for this coming weekend. We'll tease you with that at the end. But Governor Huckabee, it's good to have you. Always look forward to talking to you on Fridays.
Well, it is my pleasure. And I really appreciated Jim Jordan for trying to point out that at some point, unelected bureaucrats should not be making the decisions about how Americans live. And that's really what we're into now. We're over a year into the pandemic. I don't remember us electing Tony Fauci to make any decisions, certainly not our day-to-day lifestyle decisions.
Yeah. There's no doubt about that. And then yesterday, in reaction to that, Maxine Waters literally told a fellow member of Congress, Mr. Jim Jordan, to shut up. Governor, I've never well, maybe I have seen that, but it's not, I don't see it on a regular basis, and certainly with that kind of emphasis, the way she put it.
There's a certain level of decorum that is expected of the House members. It wasn't that long ago that a House member, a male, had to wear a coat and a tie in the chamber. That was required. And ladies would also be required to dress appropriately, whatever that means for a lady. I'm not going to go there. I'd get myself in trouble. But that there was also a behavioral norm that was expected, that people would refer to each other as the distinguished, the gentle lady or the gentleman and the distinguished colleague. And it was stunning when I heard Maxine say, take your seat and shut your mouth. I mean, that is not the kind of language that has governed the House of Representatives in all of its history. And historically, if someone were to say that, that person would likely have been censured and called down by the leadership of the House. That, of course, will never happen to Maxine Waters. She can get away with anything. But I guarantee you that if Jim Jordan had told her to shut her mouth, it would be number one headline across every newspaper today. And it would be the lead story on the major networks and, of course, the not so major network, CNN, the Comedy News Network.
Yeah. Governor, this is kind of weighing into a bigger issue that I've kind of been touching on. We have lost our sense of dignity and respect for one another. We have lost any sense of lawful authority. We now believe that all of us are our own gods unto ourselves. And this is why, this is at least in part why young men like Dante Wright and Adam Toledo are dead today. Because somewhere somebody communicated to them that not obeying lawful authority is just fine. And as a father of three sons and a daughter, that I want to see all of them reach adulthood and of mixed races, I might add. A lot of people think I just have white kids. I want to see all of them succeed and get to this point. But teaching them to, for instance, when an officer asks you to do something or do something that is the appropriate thing to do, that you do that. We've lost that ability. Maxine Waters' comment to Jim Jordan is kind of representative of the bigger belligerence problem that we have in society, is it not?
It very much is. And this is the same Maxine Waters that said that if you see a conservative out in public, whether at the gas station or the restaurant, don't let them sit down. Don't let them enjoy a moment of peace. Go after them, get in their faces. I mean, people forget that she actually encouraged that kind of really just boorish behavior on the part of anyone who saw a conservative.
Yeah.
I just revolting. And you're right. We want to raise our children to respect authority. And there's a time and a place to even challenge authority. But it's not when the police officer is standing at your vehicle. If he says, I want to see your hands, show him your hands. If he says, get out of the car, get out of the car. Perfectly fine to respectfully say, officer, can you tell me why I'm being stopped? He may or may not go through that. But the point is, we've got to raise children to understand they don't have a right to challenge the authority of the police officer unless they want to decide that they can outrun his gun. And we've seen they typically cannot.
Yeah.
I'm not justifying every police shooting. Some of them are horrible. And the one where the young man was shot by the officer who thought she was using a taser, it's a horrible, horrible, irreversible mistake. And nobody is defending what happened. But there's no indication that this was some intentional execution of a young black man. And in fact, there were warrants out for his arrest. He had had a long criminal record, including assault of a woman. So this was not like somebody they were pulling over because he sang too loud in church last Sunday. That's just not how that went down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the shooting in Chicago this week as well. I mean, the young man took off running. And I so badly when I now see the tape on the, you know, officer's body cam or these things, there's this palpitation that gets in my heart. And I want to take that young man and I want to say, dude, just do as he says. Stop running. Hold your hands up. Do that. Your life, you may end up going to jail or something. There may be some part of it that you don't want to experience, but it's going to be better than doing what you did. But here's another problem, Governor. Not only are we not teaching our young people to obey lawful authority, our media is just flat out lying about facts as they occur, too. And this is creating more angst in the whole debate over race, over police, over the use of force, over what lawful authority looks like than almost the incidents themselves. When the media openly lies and says that Dante Wright was pulled over for air fresheners on his rearview mirror, if that was true, everybody in America would oppose that. But when you have media outlets report it as true and it's not, that's a different story. And it doesn't take long for Instagram and Twitter and everything else to fire up and, you know, replay that bad information far and wide.
And I just am appalled that when they talk about this young man, they always talk about him. He had such a nice smile and his mother loved him. And, you know, he was just going out for a little drive. And they don't tell us the big story. The big story is that they stopped him for one reason.
Expired tags. I've been stopped for expired tags twice.
Yeah. But once they run those tags and they see that there are warrants out for his arrest, and one of them is that he has a criminal background for assault, then it becomes a much more escalated situation. That's the part that the press is just not telling. And it is, you know, when you tell a half truth as if it's the whole truth, it becomes an untruth.
Right.
That's the media today. They are telling us lies because they're giving us half of a story, which becomes an untrue story.
Real quickly, Governor, I teased it. You've got an enormous guest this weekend. What can we expect on Huckabee Today, Saturday, 8 and 11 on TBN?
We were hard up to get a great guest, so we've got President Trump who's going to be with us. He had some time on his hands, and we're excited about that because there's a lot to talk about. Alveda King will also be with us, along with Ginger Howard, the Hall Sisters musical group, and a wonderful magician comedian out of Las Vegas that will be dazzling. So it is a must-see Huckabee this weekend on TBN.
Like I said, Saturday night, 8 and 11, and then replays on Sunday. Set the DVR. Make sure you see it. Governor, always appreciate you being with us on Fridays, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, my final thought is just around the corner.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that's found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies showed that talcum contained asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this data
dangerous product this May after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer. Talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And thank you for those of you that make us a part of your day. You do it by appointment. You do it by intention. I am grateful for that. I'm grateful for those of you that seek to increase the ability to have clarity in days in which everyone around you is invested in keeping you confused. There is an entire media landscape. There's an entire Hollywood. There's an entire set of academics on the university campus. Sadly, sometimes there are pastors in pulpits that all seek to keep you confused. And what we want to be about here at this microphone on a daily basis is helping to bring clarity into your life so that you can think more clearly. And in thinking more clearly, you can live more decisively. That's the goal. That you have a greater understanding of how to apply truth so that you live differently. And you know who understands that? And I don't often, compliment people that are on the opposite side of the political aisle than me. But liberal Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer seems to understand this on some level. Because yesterday, when the continued discussion of should the courts be packed, should they not? Now we've got this actual legislation that's working its way through at least committees in Congress where Jerry Nadler is going to ask the Congress to pass a law that moves our court from 9 justices to 13. The liberal kind of elder statesman of the court, Stephen Breyer, noted that packing the court will only undermine the public's confidence in the court. This is his response to being asked about this. And in 2016, when Democrats pushed the hashtag We Need Nine, that's in direct contradiction. And some of the people that were pushing the hashtag We Need Nine are in direct contradiction to, what is stated in this legislation. Justice Ginsburg, by the way, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, said that it was wrongheaded to manipulate the court, to pack the court. So if the two probably most identified left wing justices are looking at the situation and saying this is a bad idea, then I think that should also serve to some degree a warning sign to the president, to the Congress, and to those of us that are watching all of this happen as something that we should proceed exceedingly cautious with. I don't think there's a need to reform the Supreme Court. I don't think there's anybody in America that cares about changing the court unless they have a political motive to do so. And that might, obviously be the case in a world in which democracy is being stolen from the people that used to live under it. We'll have to see where this heads. We'll be on it next week, every day. Please don't miss Kevin McCullough Radio. You miss anything, go get the podcast at SoundCloud and Apple.